So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Hey everybody, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. This is, of course, the New Year's edition of Freedom Rings for 2017. So, just like with the Christmas special, this one is going to be a little bit different. Of course, producer George always looks forward to this show because at the very end, I do give him free rein to push as many buttons as he would like, as long as he doesn't push my buttons, which he tends to do. So anyway, getting in here really quick, got a lot of stuff really to get into in a short period of time because we have had, obviously, the whole tax deal with Donald Trump being signed into law right before Christmas. So that is an awesome Christmas present for the American people, and I will be getting into that. But I want to start out the show on a little bit more somber note, I guess. Going over things that have happened over the course of the year. I received a gift from a listener, and I will get into this, but before I do, I have had some requests from my initial fade-out that I use sometimes, which is without warning from Dokken. So I'm going to actually play that now as an intro into the New Year's special. So if you're not familiar with the song and you hear just a few bars of this initially, you will love the entire song. And then I will take the show from there on out. George, go ahead. You got it. All right, pull it up. Here we go. This is Without Warning from Dokken, and you will recognize it. Okay, so that was Without Warning by Dokken, and now if you're not familiar with them, you know what the entire song sounds like. So it's a cool little song. It makes a great intro and a good fade out. But anyway, just want to share that with you. So of course, this is the New Year's special, and I want to share something with you because I had a listener sent me a very nice gift, and it turns out that it was a bottle of wine, sparkling white wine, from Trump Winery. I did not know that Donald Trump had his own winery, but apparently, along with everything else that the man has, he does actually have a vineyard and a winery. So I think the idea was for me to open it up on New Year's Eve and drinking a toast to the new year. But my dad cannot drink alcohol at all because he had a triple bypass a few years ago, and I'm not really a big wine drinker. So I decided what I would do would be to share it with friends and family for Christmas. If you remember, I lost my foster mom this past summer. And my foster brother, I have two foster brothers, and the older one is about a year younger than me, and he has been taking care of the estate. So he set up all of us to meet at that house for Christmas dinner, because it's the last time that we're all going to be together in that house. So we wanted to meet one last time and share one last Christmas together. So he brought his family down, and my other brother brought his family down, and we had a really, really nice time. So I shared this bottle of sparkling white wine with them, and I lit into it with a toast about us having known each other, some of us all of our lives, and some of us for, you know, how many decades that we've known each other. And it was really, really nice, and it was particularly special because, as you know, last Friday, Donald Trump signed into law the new tax bill and gave America this wonderful Christmas present. So it was even more meaningful that I had a bottle of wine from Donald Trump to open on this very, very special Christmas. Now, it's called sparkling white wine. It's champagne. Technically, champagne must come from the Champagne region of France, just like scotch has to come from Scotland and bourbon has to come from Kentucky, Tennessee, or extreme western North Carolina. But for all intents and purposes, this stuff was champagne. And I have never opened champagne before. I did know, however, not to shake it prior to opening it. But still not knowing what it would do, I took it outside onto the front porch and opened it. And it popped very nicely, but there was no spillage or anything. And we drank a very nice toast. And it actually turns out it was a very, very good white wine. I don't really care for wine. It's usually dry, and I don't really care for the flavor. But this was actually, it was sweet, and it was a very good white wine. So I want to extend a very heartfelt thank you to M and J, who sent me that for Christmas or New Year's, whatever your intention was. It was used very well. So thank you, my friends, for sending me that wonderful gift. It certainly helped to lighten the mood a little bit for what else would have been probably a somber Christmas. Now, it was happy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, we had fun, you know, friends and family being together. But it's just knowing that it's the last time that we're ever going to be together for Christmas in that house. It just made it, I'm not going to say a downer, but there was a little heaviness to the air. And of course, the fact that this is the first time we spent Christmas together without my foster mom there, it just, it helped a lot. So thank you guys so much for sending that. I know it's not how you intended it, but I think we used it for a much better purpose. But this has been kind of an odd and, again, somber Christmas season for me. Not only from what I've just spoken about, but if you remember me speaking last week or the week before about being an author for Paladin Press, and after, it's either 42 or 46 years, the Paladin Press finally closed its doors on November 30th of this year. That was a little bit on the depressing side as well, because let's face it, folks, when you're an author or a screenwriter, you get royalties. And basically, once you have written that book or that movie or TV show or whatever, you get a royalty check. Sometimes it's every 6 months, sometimes it's once a year, it depends upon the company. And it's for all intents and purposes a cash cow, because you're not doing anything but getting a check mailed to you once or twice a year for doing absolutely nothing. So it was a little depressing that I will not be getting this cash cow check anymore. Now, I knew it was coming. I didn't know how much it was going to be, because all the books were sold off at 80%. So while a ton of books were sold, I really didn't get much for each book. So it was only a couple hundred bucks, which essentially paid for my oil change and the tire that I ran over and punctured a hole in and had to replace, and getting my brakes fixed. So it kind of covered all the calamities that occurred in the last week or so as well. But I want to share something with you, because this was very poignant to me. All of the authors from Paladin Press, along with their check, got this letter. And I want to share it with you, because it's really special. It's dated December 15th, 2017, and it says, "Dear Tommy, I am enclosing your final royalty statement from Paladin Press. This covers sales from June 1st, 2017 through November 30th, 2017. There have been no Paladin sales after that date." Then it gives you directions about, "Please be aware you have 60 days to cash your check. Although Paladin will officially cease operating on December 31st, 2017, our Paladin Press email addresses will still be functional until January 31st of 2018. If you have any questions or concerns during that period, we will do our best to help. Saying goodbye is always difficult, but all of us at Paladin have enjoyed and appreciated our long-standing author relationships, and we wish you all a bright, successful, and prosperous future. Warm regards," and then it is signed, "Sheila Conroy. In addition to that, every other person with Paladin Press has signed this. They're not printed, it's everyone's signatures." There's 7 signatures on here. And I just thought that was just a really, really special thing to do. I'm actually going to frame this, because it really brought a tear to my eye, because it was, again, the end of a dynasty. There will never be another publishing company out there with the long-standing reputation and the quality of publications that Paladin Press had. When it came to guns, knives, martial arts, silencers, and do-it-yourself for the like, no one else could come anywhere close. The interesting thing here, however, is that every signature is female. There is not a single male signature on this letter. And this is not intended to sound sexist by any means, but I'm wondering if that's why Paladin Press has actually folded. And I'm not saying that women aren't big into guns and that sort of a thing, but did they actually have the stomach to continue the way that somebody else would? I don't know. Perhaps they could have sold it. Again, we'll never know. But I just think it's kind of odd here that all these signatures are women, and that Paladin Press, which you would typically think of as a male-dominated type business, certainly catering mostly to angry white males, was being run by women. That's one of those questions we'll never know the answer to. But I did want to share this very poignant letter with you. And again, the fact that everyone signed it, it was just really, really special. So again, that kind of puts an end to my Christmas season, that, like I said, it's had its ups and downs. Just kind of a very, very somber season. But I am by no means depressed, because with the friends and the family that I've had all these years, it's just very, very warm to be able to share this kind of thing, especially now with you folks, my listeners, and now with the new friends that I have, who of course have sent me that bottle of wine, which again was a very generous thing to do, and I really do appreciate that. It makes up for it. So as one door closes, another one opens. As I have lost some friends at Paladin Press, I have gained new friends in some of you listeners. And it really, really means a lot to me to have listeners that care enough to take the time to send me something. I really, really do appreciate that. Now, speaking of sharing, I'm getting into that point where I can take a break. But then again, I'm looking at producer George over here, who is just rubbing his paws together in anticipation. He cannot wait to launch into this keyboard and attack this computer and put all of his sound effects in here. So I'm kind of dragging this out a little bit. Love it. But I've got a couple minutes here, I think, that I'm going to take to share something else with you. I have recently learned how to make fettuccine Alfredo. And I'm not talking about going to the grocery store and buying some white sauce in a jar. I mean to make the real thing. And this is what I brought down for Christmas dinner this year. It's a very simple recipe. You start out with 1 pound of fettuccine. And then for the sauce, you will need a package of shredded Parmesan cheese. I'm not sure how big the package is, but I mean, they really only come in one size when you go to the grocery store, folks. So you take a package of shredded Parmesan cheese, a half a stick of butter, and I think it's a 1 pint. It's not the little tiny, but and it's not a quart, somewhere in between. So I think that's a pint of whipping cream. And you melt that all together to make your sauce. And then 1 clove of garlic, minced, and fresh rosemary. And my friends, it was absolutely delicious. It's the first time that I have ever added the garlic and the rosemary to the recipe, and it made all the difference in the world. You guys have to try it. So on that note, I'm going to take a quick commercial break, be back in a couple of minutes, finish out the rest of the show, and then George can have at it to Auld Lang Syne.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Okay, so we are back for the final segment of the final show of 2017. Producer George, would you like to give us the intro? I've got to say, George, that is much better than you on that stupid recorder or the sax. So while we have a few minutes left, let me just delve into this wonderful tax bill that Donald Trump signed into law the other day that actually gives us some of our own money back. Folks, this thing is awesome. Now, of course, everyone on the left is screaming bloody murder that this is giving tax breaks to the rich, and this is going to steal from the poor and the middle class, and what a bunch of garbage that is. And I was on Facebook, and a friend of mine who's he's an actor, and he's a producer and director as well, had posted a thing, "What do you think of this?" And he said, "Personally, I'm against it, but what does everybody say?" Now, if he and I had sat down, because we're both intelligent, we could have discussed this in an intelligent manner. However, all these liberals came in slamming this tax bill up one side and down the other, saying how horrible it was. This is going to trash America. We're all going to go bankrupt. The stupidity of these people never ceases to amaze me. It really doesn't. Look, when a company has more money coming into their coffers, they usually share it, either in the form of bonuses or profit sharing or raises. And we have seen this all in this past week, folks. All these companies that have now come out that are giving bonuses and raises to their employees. This is what is known as trickle-down economics. You have more money to share with your employees, who then have more money to spend. When you have more money, you spend it. When you have less money, you hoard it. So the more money that's taken away from you, the less you're going to put it back into the marketplace. That's common sense, folks. But the liberals don't see it that way. All they see is, oh my God, these rich corporations, they're getting all these horrible tax breaks, and these evil capitalists are putting even more money into their own pocket. Yes. But they're putting more money into our pockets as well. And if you look at the stock market, as soon as this was signed in, it jumped up immensely. The stock markets react to this stuff. And it's just letters on the wall, some writing on the wall, I guess is the correct term, how this is going to affect us. And folks, it's going to be awesome. Starting in February, you will start to see more money retained in your paycheck. Now, I'm paid with a 1099. I don't get a W-2, so I won't see anything, but you folks will. And the amazing thing here is that by the end of this coming year, these liberals will not be able to deny this anymore. You cannot deny the truth, folks. As much as the liberals try to deny the truth, they can't, because inevitably they can only lie for so long before the lies start to fall apart. And this is exactly why the Mueller investigation into Donald Trump is starting to fall apart. The American people are seeing this for what it is, a sham, a travesty, a lie, something that was contrived to try and impeach this man. And it's not going to work. We're smarter than that. And even the dumbest people out there are eventually going to have to open their eyes and realize what has happened. This law could not have come at a better time, my friends. right at the end of the year, right before Christmas. And oh, the momentum was just so great, so wonderful. People will start to see what's been happening over the past year, how much the president has been blocked. Already, we've seen senators and representatives coming forward praising Donald Trump for this bill, saying it would not have happened if not for him being there. They now realize this man is not crazy, he's not deranged, he knows exactly what he's doing, and they are now starting to stand behind him. So I look forward to 2018, my friends. As we move forward now with a Congress that supports our president, we will see Obamacare repealed and so many more things that he tried to get through this year. I predict that in 2018, you will see these things come to fruition. Well, speaking of 2018, we are counting down here, and poor George is almost beside himself. He's just fidgeting up one side and down the other. He's got his paws so close to these buttons, my friends. He is looking so forward to pushing them. So let me sign out here now. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. So until next week, my friends, and next year. This has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings, out for now. Are you ready, George? I know you are. This is Auld Lang Syne by The Girls' School, with George adding all the sound effects. And this is, of course, the one time every year that he's allowed. 2018.